Welcome back to We're Bored Podcast. Today, we're doing podcast number 45.
Or 44, you never know.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I've been keeping track since like the 20s.
Okay.
Yeah. So who knows what we're on, really?
I remember episodes of us debating what episode it was.
I counted after like one episode where I'm like, this is all fucked up. We're like three episodes off. And I was like, okay. So I recounted. And I've made sure that I'm correct ever since. But I could be wrong.
You know something pretty crazy today?
No.
My adrenaline kicked in today. Like, I was fucking...
Did you hear what I said?
You said no, but I don't care. I'm going to tell it anyways. My adrenaline kicked in today, you know? So, like... Louis
crack?
Louis was in the backyard, you know, going to the bathroom. He got off his leash.
Oh, yeah.
And, like...
Just let him go.
I noticed it because he started barking and he was out in the back. And I was like, oh, shit, this motherfucker.
Why didn't we just get a dog?
He might get off his leash. And it's like in the back of my mom's house, right? So there's that street right there.
He's got this. Got it.
And I'm like, oh no, he's going to get off. So like I go to the back. I see him like sprinting and he's off his leash.
Yeah.
And I fucking open the door. I don't even close it all the way. And my cat's right there. So the cat could have easily got out. Hmm. But I'm like, the cat's too curious. He'll just sniff the grass and he won't like dart somewhere. You know what I mean?
Hmm. You don't know that.
I have to worry more. No, I do because he's been outside before. Okay. I have to worry more so about Louis because he's going to.
But he's not curious anymore. He knows. He understands it now.
Shut up. He's still very curious. And because Louis is darting towards the street, towards the other side where there's another dog.
Yeah.
And there's a car coming. So I have to I'm sprinting. I dive to go get, to like try to dive and catch him.
I wish I saw this.
I missed. I landed on my knees.
Oh, that's how that happened.
Yeah. And then,
that's embarrassing in so many ways.
I look up and like, let's say Louis here. The street was like right there.
And Louis was like, I'm going to do it.
Well, like he was going to run to go to the other dog. And like, I'm trying to get up, you know? I'm like, shit. So I'm like, this is like my last resort pretty much because there's a fucking Dodge coming down the street.
Yeah.
My last resort. I scream Louis like in a very demanding manner.
I see.
And he literally just looks back at me and just sits.
Okay, good.
And I was like, oh my God.
You should have just said treat. Well, I guess that worked. It didn't matter.
Yeah. But, well, no, this is Louis we're talking. And you've met Louis. He doesn't listen to anyone.
That's true. Louis a bitch.
I was so surprised that he listened. Like, he listened long enough for me to get up too. And, like, go pick him up.
Louis probably knew I shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been around long. How old is he?
He's, like, 5.
Yeah. He's old. He's, like, 35 in real life, but he still's like, maybe I should cross the street.
He acts like he's a puppy.
I know. So, yeah, that's... I wish I saw that. That's very embarrassing of you to fall and... Not only did you go for it, it would have been epic if you did it, but it would have been kind of funny to see you leap at the leash, but... You failed, which makes it funnier.
Well, because it worked once before, because Louis crossed the street once before at my dad's house and got out. Cause, guess who he got out because of?
Max.
Yeah. And he was across the street, and he was just running around, like, sprinting. And, like, this is when he was still a puppy, and I dove, and I, like, tackled on top of him.
But you got him. And maybe that's why he's still a puppy. He knocked a screw loose. He's never gone back.
Yeah, maybe.
But we have movie news. Not as much as usual, but movie news nonetheless. Starting with... Marvel, we have the news.
Are we going to mention the big elephant in the room?
No, we'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
You guys will wait.
Or you can go check our thoughts.
Oh, yeah, check out our thoughts. Yeah, that's it.
On our YouTube channel, at Woodward Podcast.
Yeah. For 30 minutes of us rambling.
We're not rambling. We're very organized.
Concise, video. Of course. What if season 2 will cover phase 4 projects, including Shang-Chi,
Jack.
One day.
You should get this right. We're seeing the movie soon.
I'm racist.
We're going to the premiere.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Took me a second. We're going to the Plainfield, Texas.
Wait, what did you just say 2 seconds ago?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to the premiere.
You should say Plainfield, Texas.
Plainfield, Texas. Paris, Texas. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, very excited. Day before we're seeing the Hella Megator. Weezer and Green Day. Oops. Sorry.
Forgot to Jack. Turn around. Oh, my God.
It was Mark Hamill. Posted. Why do I have these notifications on?
I don't think I follow him anymore.
Why?
Oh, he just posted so much shit that, like, I didn't care about. I was like, what's the point?
Yeah, you're right. I don't even, like, use my following page. I just go and explore.
Same. For the most part.
Explore is better than one following.
That's how I see all the Beatles stuff.
Oh, my gosh. All hail Ringo. I followed one Beatles account, and they're all, like, on my back. Probably because there's like 5 of them.
Yeah, no, I remember how I told you I posted the Ringo thing and I just got a follow from a Ringo Star fan account.
Oh, hey, yo. but yeah, I guess I feel like it's too soon. for phase four projects to be
more. Yeah, we should. They've only done. Oh wait, no, they're gonna be doing phase three with the what if the Avengers never split up?
If that's the thing.
Yeah.
They're just together. We don't necessarily know if
that's. They didn't even do that many stuff from like all the other phases, honestly.
No, it's phase one. Wait, okay, so yeah, phase one. Guardians is phase two. I guess Age of Ultron, the finale, is phase three. Doctor Strange phase or two. I meant phase mm-hmm. two. Doctor Strange is phase three, though. But yeah, I mean, there's only 9 episodes. If it's just one, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like we've seen if they're basing off TV shows, we've seen like 4 or 5 things. 4, 5. If you count What If, but they're not gonna do What If, What If. Mm-hmm. So 4.
I'm excited for Shang-Chi.
I am. Well, I'm curious to see how it performs in El Box Office.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll do good.
It'll do all right. I wonder if it'll be Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm Delta.
I wonder what's going to happen with this new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Because if people are going to have to be wearing masks.
No one's going to want to see it. Okay. Except you just take them off in the theater. I remember when we saw Empire Strikes Back on like August 2020. We were like, we had our masks on and we like. Like, the first half, I'd take it down to eat, and I'm like, what's the point of this?
Oh, I just put it down right away. I didn't care.
Or, yeah, I mean, I was like, I just was so confused on what we're doing.
I was like, we're social distance anyways.
Yeah, there was, like, theater was, like, a fourth.
And there wasn't, any like, anyone in there anyways.
So. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, well, I wonder what's going on here. But speaking of Shang-Chi, it has a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't check it. That was its debut. I have to check it.
It's pretty. No, wait. What's high for a Marvel movie? Would you say that's pretty high for a Marvel movie?
No.
It's you know average. What's so it's so weird what they do with the Marvel movies.
They're always really high. They're always like low 90s.
Like
recently.
Do you think they're undeservingly high?
It depends on your perspective. I mean, objectively, yeah. I guess because it's like some movies that I'd give like 5 out of 5 stars. I don't know. Difficult question. I think me personally, I'd rank a lot of Marvel movies low 90s. I don't know.
In the grand scheme of things.
The grand scheme of all movies.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking about, you know. But I don't know, some Marvel movies, maybe they're not, like, art house films, but they're enjoyable.
And yeah, they're enjoyable. And get
you emotionally.
So I would say like, they should be somewhere on
there. It's at a 91 now.
80-ish.
119 reviews. I'd say mid-80s, I guess, would be. But in terms of how we rate movies before we started doing the out of 5 last episode, I'd put them at mid-90s to low 90s. I mean, we rank really generously.
Yeah, we do.
We tend to.
Yeah.
This guy says the over-reliance on CGI tempers.
At least we're not like the Birdman critic.
I know, she's an asshole. Shang-Chi is a film that isn't completely sure what it wants to be.
Shang-Chi, Jack.
Shut up. Falls in the medium to low end of the MCU. Those are the bad reviews.
I don't really care. I'm excited to see the fight.
I'm like, curious what's going on.
I just don't want to see Awkwafina with a bow and arrow. Why is she learning
about it? I don't want to see Awkwafina ever.
I don't think anyone really does. What were you listening to, Jack?
Funny Face. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Your B-sides are better than any other artist's A-sides.
I saw Dan Ill with a Beatle shirt. Not a Beatle shirt. Dan Ill with a Red Hot Chili Peppers
shirt. I was going to mention it.
You should have been like, oh, Dan Ill, we should be friends.
We are friends.
Oh, best of friends?
Talk to him like once a year. I'd say good friends.
Yes.
Next piece of news. We have I don't really know. Like, this one isn't that important, but I thought it was interesting. So, Spider-Man No Way Home got a trailer this week. It's all right.
Next piece of news. I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean,
we made a video about it, so you guys should go check out our reactions there. Like,
yeah.
That one's a little bit more, just a tad bit more exciting because it just came out, but like, you know.
And it's like,
it's
like 9:40 right now.
Yeah, the trailer's just a little bit meh, you know what I mean?
Just kidding. S tier trailer. Greatest trailer of all time.
Or is it? They should watch our review.
I don't know. Worst trailer of all time?
Maybe.
You'll never know. But yeah, we could talk about it again for 30 minutes or we can move on and you could just watch the 30-minute video we made.
Exactly.
So we'll move on. There was a rumor that Venom 2 was going to be delayed further, maybe even taking Morbius' spot in the release slate, but that has now been denied by insiders. Now, obviously, it seems like a redundant thing to say completely, but it's a curious question because the insider is reliable, so not going to get delayed. But with the Delta variant, I don't know what they're going to do.
dude.
Like, I can't tell if... I mean, obviously, there's going to be people who are like, oh, gosh, here comes again. But I don't know if the general public is kind of over COVID.
I think most of them are.
In a overall sense of, like, the new normal. Because it's never going to be... It's going to take 10 years to be what it was before this all happened. There's going to be people wearing masks and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that.
As far as we can go, I feel like we were there.
Dude, you know, it's crazy how much schools care about football.
I know. That's such a big deal.
That and also, I was at the football game, right? And you get in, you show your ID, remember? Like, no mask required, and everyone's right next
yeah.
to each other.
Oh, yeah, it's packed.
Yeah.
People are, like, breathing in each other's mouths constantly.
Yeah, apparently, for middle schoolers, that's the makeout spot right there. At the football game. And then, of course, I see Tyler leading them like a cult. I'm not even kidding. And they're screaming, Tyler.
Jared Leto.
Dude, he's literally just...
Well, that's because Mason's there leading the seniors.
He had, like, a fucking line of middle schoolers following him.
And then, I'm not surprised. I kind of wish I saw that. That's pretty funny.
You missed something so funny. I didn't even get to see it, but I heard about it after.
Right.
So we went to the east side for a little bit, and then we came... But then I had to, like, go back to the north side for something. I was going to go back, but they came back anyways. But they jumped over the gate because like someone was actually watching the gate now.
Yeah.
And Samir tried to do like a GTA jump and he fucking fell.
No. Yeah. You get to see that. Damn it.
And then the teacher who was guarding the gate told Samir to watch because he had to go somewhere else. And Samir was trying to start charging people to come through and stuff. And like there were so many girls that were coming through that would literally pretty much just push Samir out of the way and push the gate and go through. It was so funny.
A teacher was said to this little brown kid, like, yeah. Watch the gate. You got this, man. Oh my gosh. Like, okay, not only does Samir have zero authority, but he can't protect anyone. He can't protect himself.
Oh my god, and then you missed this. Samir and Sovereign got this dude's number who works at Chick-fil-A for free Chick-fil-A to let him through the gate. Damn. I'm not even kidding.
That's not going to work.
No, they have his number now. And, like, they called him after to make sure it was real and stuff. And he's like, no problem. And then the guy came back later and he's like, VIP, VIP.
Damn it. And I got paid. Well, I mean, I was there. Whatever. I worked for, like, 5 or 6 meals there. But I got free forever until that guy goes to college in like a year.
Hmm.
But Samir DoorDashes everything anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Like daily.
I know, it's crazy.
Is it his money?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I doubt it is. Because he doesn't save any of his money.
Why weren't you with Samir?
What do you mean?
How did you not see Samir fail?
Because Camilla just came from work.
Oh.
So I was like going to meet her and then we were going to go back to the east.
Well, something happened similar in PE. Lou tried to do like a Mission Impossible jump over like. Some volleyball thing, and he just, like, failed. It got stuck, and he, like, I had to, like, help him off. I was like, come on, Luke, come.
Samir saw She Who Should Not Be Named. Not his She Who Should Not Be Named.
H?
Yeah, and he went up to her. You missed it, too. It was so...
For what?
To make amends. He, like, went up, tabbed her up, and he's like, how's it going? And then they talked for a minute, and she said to him, I think you got a perm. And I was like, oh, how the turntables. And then, but then later we were walking out and Samir says to her, and like, she ended up right next to us. Cause we weren't together, but like, she ends up right next to us and Samir says, oh, what are the odds of seeing you here or something like that. And she says that back to him. And then he walks away and whispers in my ear, whore.
Oh my God. I was thinking when you said you went over to the east side, I saw this one video, I'll show you it, where like, This guy's in like the wrong side. Some guy in like the background says, "Are you from South End?" And everyone looks at him and he's like, "What?"
Oh yeah, we started getting yelled at by the people.
And then they're like, "He's from South Side." And they're like, "Ah!" Like chase after.
They're like, "Fuck you, get to the other side." That's what they were saying to us. But we destroyed them.
I know, it was like 52-16 or something.
Dude, they didn't score after the second quarter.
I know. It's like some people started coming in early, and I was like, I just asked them like, "Do you know who won?" And they're like. Fucking, they're obviously from East, and they were like, fucking, North is ahead. I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah.
But, okay, next piece of news. Sony has renamed their universe to Spider-Man Universe. It's still a shit name, but I think that...
What was their name before?
Sony's universe of...
Spider-Man characters.
Characters. It was like Subnix.
Yeah.
So, that's telling, I think. If it's just Spider-Man universe now,
yeah,
so there's gonna be a Spider-Man in there, which we'll talk about right now.
Or there could be two or three, including Miles.
Well, I'm actually gonna bring this up really quickly.
Oh, you want to know? I'll talk while you're doing this. I started replaying Spider-Man PS4.
Well, give me your PS4.
I still fucking love that game. It's so good. All right.
Here's what this says. So, Sony and Marvel coexisting in separate universes. Well, okay, so I'm just going to read the article. So, where does this leave Spider-Man? Well, that was a huge point of contention during the Sony-Marvel renegotiations that happened a while back. They want to further proof this franchise. So, yes, No Way Home is going to have a lot of Spider-Verse stuff. However, it also is going to set up the future Spider-Man. We have exclusively learned that Marvel and Sony will take Tom Holland's Spider-Man franchise and spin off a separate Miles Morales franchise. That means splitting the franchise into two. From what I've heard from reliable sources, Marvel is looking to create two Spider-Man franchises. One will continue Peter Parker's story, this time with him in university, and the other will focus on Miles Morales. It's said that Marvel is keen to use Miles in their upcoming Young Avengers project and see a lot of value in him. Well, he'd be the only good member.
But I just don't. I'm not ready for Miles.
Nah, I don't know.
Like,
Hang on. From what I've heard from my sources, No Way Home is going to provide us with a much clearer roadmap for the Spider-Man and the MCU. I also heard reports that Spider-Man 4, Tobey Maguire, will film back-to-back with No Way Home, which doesn't make sense, but...
Yeah.
We have yet to corroborate this, though. Oh, that part, they don't know for sure. And he said that the guy hasn't missed yet, like, beforehand.
Bro, I feel like Miles works better with Into the Spider-Verse, though.
Yeah, or, like, later in the MCU.
Yeah, like, it's too early, I still feel like.
Unless they're just not gonna give him, like, a Peter mentor. Or the Peter mentor will be Toby or something.
Well, I don't really even want him to have a Peter mentor, but at the same time, that's weird, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't think our Spider-Man's ready to be a mentor.
Wait, what?
Like, I don't think Peter's...
No,
like,
I know. You said you don't want him to have a Spider-Man mentor, though.
I meant Peter, but, like, at the same time, then it's weird. You know what I mean? It'd have to be, like, another one, obviously. It wouldn't be Tom Holland's Peter Parker, then.
Yeah, it'd have to be, like... We need, like, another 5 years or something.
Yeah, it's way too early.
Or even more.
Yeah, we need more, because in 5 years, we'd probably maybe even get... The most we'd get is two more Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, and he said he wanted to take a break anyway, which, yeah. Who knows how long the break is. Though, who knows, maybe fans... what do you call it? Love for the movie or whatever have rejuvenated his passion. I don't know. I saw that clip again where the guy was like, "So is there a chance to see you with Toby and Andrew?" And he just like freezes up and it's like all in his face. He's like,
"Oh yeah, I saw that."
Doesn't say anything. So yeah, that interesting. I'm not completely opposed. I guess if they're gonna go with Miles this early, I'd rather have that route than him being under Peter for like his Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, I realize what I'd want if they gave Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield another movie. I realize what I want them to be. Obviously, Tobey Maguire's would be like a Logan.
Yeah,
and then I realized Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, I feel like it would work really good as like a, kind of like a, the PS4 Spider-Man,
like a middle age.
Yeah, exactly. He like they already did the origin story and stuff, and like.
Do you mean, like...
And I feel like there's enough emotion with that character.
Do you mean, like, that, like, college?
Like, yeah.
Early 20s? God.
Yeah, like...
Or do you mean, like 90s Spider-Man? He's like, late 20s.
Like, late 20s.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd work.
No, not in school or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the PS4.
Yeah. It'd be interesting, but if I hope they don't go this route, because for a little bit in like the late 2000s, he was like a business owner.
Yeah.
I don't really like that.
That was because of Doc Ock.
Yeah, Dan Slott. I hate that run though. Yeah, worldwide.
It's weird.
Dumb, and his costume sucks ass. So high velocity suit.
Yeah, dumb. Oh, do you know what's great? Is when I'm replaying the Spider-Man game. Like, because obviously before, after I finished it, they released the Raimi and then Far From Home suits. Now I can use them right away.
Yeah. Do you have all the suits?
On my main M1, yeah.
I remember trying to help you get one because I was bad at the game. So I was like, I'll do these missions. Next piece of news. Spider-Man, No Way Home. Oh, yeah, it's the most watched trailer in 24 hours ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is telling.
Which makes sense because everyone's like, where's the fucking trailer? Yeah.
It's I know. I mean, I was only like four of those. Four or five.
Yeah, but if everyone who would have normally watched the trailer was four and five.
That's true, but I don't know. I wonder what the general public thinks.
I think they were all... I think you should know what they were thinking based on before the trailer. Everyone was fucking... Trailer, this is the day it's dropping. This is the day it's dropping.
But this, the general public.
Oh.
Like your neighbor.
I don't know. Max thought it was good. And then Camilla thought it was good. Obviously, she wasn't as freaked out about it as us.
She probably hates it more because she saw what we did over it.
No, I asked her what her thoughts were. She's like, I really liked it. But I wasn't freaking out like you and Jack were.
Yeah, I don't think the general public was freaking out. But mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, because people were like, when Michael Keaton was like, I don't really understand this multiverse stuff. They're like, it's going to be the death of the franchise because the general public won't understand. It's not that confusing, man.
Yeah.
As long as you don't make it that confusing. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty cool, and maybe that means that this will be the highest grossing movie ever. No one will ever know. Midnight Suns game. This is kind of sick. Have you seen this? It's an RPG. I don't know how good the game may be, but some of the characters, it's going for like a yellow and black. It has Wolverine, sick. Iron Man, sick. Blade, Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange. I'm pretty sure Nova. More info is gonna come out on September 1st. It'll release March 22 on all consoles. It's not a mobile game.
Okay, because I know there's a new Marvel mobile game that came out or
something. Captain Marvel will be in it. Look, you'll be able to create your own character.
That's fun.
It sounds fun, yeah. And it's an RPG. What does that mean?
Role playing game.
Okay, that's kind of sick.
I think that's what that means.
And I'm gonna be Wolverine. Sick as fuck. Marvel Midnight Suns. You're right. It is a role playing game.
Yeah. Right, cool.
So that's fun. It's cool. I'm surprised I didn't hear more about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Marvel hasn't that many video games.
Yeah, they have a right for potential. And they have all the money in the world to do it. Next piece of movie news. Letitia Wright was taken to the hospital after a incident on set, but she is okay now and back on set with Okoye.
That's good.
It's really good to hear.
Yeah.
And in the set picture, she has, like, the Black Panther necklace on.
Oh, really? I didn't even know anything about this.
Here it is. She has the Black Panther necklace
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know. That's...
I lied.
Oh, okay, good.
I was hoping I'd get a bigger reaction out of you.
I was going to pretend like I was okay with that. But this is my first time hearing that she was injured.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. Yeah. She's all right.
Yeah, it's good that she's doing all right.
Next piece of movie news. Ant-Man 3 rumors. Let's take a look. So, this movie will be bigger. Now, this doesn't make any sense, but maybe I think I know this may be referring to. Bigger than any other MCU movie. I use that in quotations.
King, Ant-Man?
King, yes. King will not, it's ironic. King will not be the only villain in the movie. Notice how it says King. It doesn't mean King the Conqueror.
So you're telling me Paul Rudd's going to have the biggest MCU movie?
Yes. Ravonna Renslayer will be in the movie. There will be flashbacks to Ant-Man's daughter after Thanos snap.
So, oh, I forgot she's going to... Is she going to...
Casey and Scott will argue about being a superhero. There will be a huge death in the movie.
Casey. Please.
The movie will set up the Fantastic Four.
Okay. That's it. You know what I just saw on TikTok the other day? It was like someone made a thing. Marvel's biggest flex is that they made this a teaser for Ant-Man.
Yeah, that
Ant-Man. Yeah. The fact that they did that as a trick. Like,
I always thought
Oh my god. No way.
Paul Rudd's the best.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas is scary. What if
it's after proven? What if? Yeah.
He was kind of scary before, but like now he's very scary. Scarlet Witch will have an epic fight with someone from the X-Men Fox universe. Rumored, James McAvoy.
I love James McAvoy.
I really hope they keep him.
Yeah.
Might as well, and they might as well keep What's-His-Face.
Magneto?
Yeah.
Because he's good. What about Quicksilver? Oh, wait, never mind. He's Ralph Boner.
You're going to wreck on that, I think.
Imagine if they did something like that with Doc Ock.
No. No, it won't. Dude, I think they learned their lesson. Yeah. People said that ruined the entire show for them, so I think they're like, we're in the side. Well,
wasn't No Way Home filming before that?
No.
Okay, good.
WandaVision filmed a long time
ago. No, but like once it was coming out and they saw like people's reaction to it.
Yeah, but they've done reshoots and I think they were filming during that actually.
Okay. They're like,
January.
Oh, what if, like, oh shit, yeah. We gotta rewrite this entire script.
Yeah, fuck. They were like, take out the vagina joke. That's not Doc's name anymore. Who put the boob joke in there? Damn it. All right. Next piece of news. No Way Home will incorporate Sony characters, while Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness will incorporate some legacy characters, including Fox X-Men and maybe others, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and...
I wouldn't be surprised if Hugh Jackman had a cameo in, like, a cameo.
There is also a rumor, I didn't write down, I don't think, that they wanted Hugh Jackman for a cameo.
Yeah, because, like,
but it's not confirmed as of if they got him, but there's just insiders that said they tried to get him.
Yeah, I don't think he would, like, return to do full-on Wolverine. But I could see him doing a cameo because
similar to Deadpool, maybe.
Yeah, remember when he posted the Kevin Feige thing too? So like, I could see him doing a cameo.
I could see him like put him in the real like the comic accurate suit. Dude. Just give him like the moment.
Would that look good on Hugh Jackman though?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I don't know. We have to see.
I like the suit that they had in the little suitcase.
For, yeah,
like,
I did too.
A second. But I think he should definitely wear the red or yellow and brown suit, not the yellow and blue. I think he needs to. Blue's too vibrant. It'd have to be very dark blue. Yeah. Next piece of news. Plus, if we're all being honest, the yellow and black suit is way sicker.
Yeah.
Next piece of news. Werewolf by Night will be filming early 2022, probably shooting for a 2022 Halloween release, as it will be a Halloween Disney Plus special. Looking for an actor for him right now.
Yeah, I'll play him.
Latino, sorry.
I know, I'm kidding.
So, exciting, but what does this mean? If it's just a special, will it be a serious character? Or it should be a special where he, like, mauls people to death, and there's blood everywhere.
I hope that's what it'd be. But it's not going to be that.
No. What if this is that first rated R thing James Gunn was talking about? I don't even think Werewolf by Night mauls people in the comics. He's pretty chill.
Yeah.
Just by night. There's not many people out at night to maul. You get caught pretty quickly.
You never know, Jack.
I do.
You never know.
Next piece of movie news. There's going to be the rumored Illuminati will appear in Doctor Strange 2, but just by name, because here are the members. Professor X, presumably James McAvoy, according to the rumors. Captain Carter, interesting.
So members who have never been in the Illuminati, anyways.
Well, we're going to get every other member has not been in the Illuminati in the comics. Every other one. Okay, to preface, the Illuminati is a secret, super secret group of like five of the most genius people in the Marvel Universe. Professor X, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Reed Richards, the dude from, what's that show that failed? Inhumans, then Black Bolt, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And I believe one other person.
Black Panther.
Yes, Black Panther, and that's it.
They did him dirty in his movies, honestly, if you really think about it, because Shuri is pretty much his, like, they split him into two characters.
Yeah, Shuri and himself.
Yeah.
So that's six. And there, that's a very good lineup. And they pretty much could do it. Well, oh wait, no. They could have done pretty much do it, but then.
In Humans Field?
Are you talking about? Chadwick Boseman.
But we're getting another Black Panther, it's okay.
But... We are almost there, but now this is the lineup. So Professor X, okay. Captain Carter doesn't make much sense.
I really don't want her to be in, like, the main MCU.
Yeah, but this also is rumored to not be. They're not going to have, like, a huge role, I don't think. Because these have all been, I think most of these have been rumored for cameos, as it was.
It honestly feels weird for her to be in it when we had this whole send-off for Captain America going to go dance with her. Yeah. And then, like, they're like, let's bring back another version of her.
Yeah, and then she just doesn't, like, line up with this.
Yeah, just...
She's a brawler, right? She's not supposed to be a genius or anything. Baldur the Brave, this is a friend of Thor from the comics. I don't know much more than that, but I'm pretty sure he's a Norse god and a friend of Thor. So, okay.
And also, there's a reason that Howard was inventing the stuff in the What If episode and not
Yeah, he's a Bring Howard in or something. Mordo, which is interesting because he's set up for a villainous role. So could this be an antagonistic role? Plus, if Skrull Witch is fighting Professor X, was it just like a little fight? Like they just like met each other? Or Skrull Witch lost her mind? Or is Professor X antagonistic?
Well, I wonder, maybe she's a mutant.
Or is everybody a good guy and we're doing this thing where like different perspectives?
I wonder if Professor X feels something evil going on, and it's her, you know, with the book, and he's trying to get in her mind, and then she just, you know, feels him.
Professor X does not have interdimensional.
And then, yes, he does. In the MCU, he does. When has the MCU ever been comic accurate? Never. And then comic she inspired. Just goes and kills him.
No, that'd be pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. That'd be a waste.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one that hurts.
But there did Ralph Boner, so...
This is the one that hurts.
What?
Monica Rambeau.
What about her?
Damn it!
Wait, she's in the... What?
She's not good.
Why are they picking all these characters who aren't
even... I've been convinced that she's not even a good actress. She's not even, like...
Wait, why are they picking all these characters who have not been shown to be, like, super smart?
When there's, like, so many obvious choices.
Yeah, first of all, Monica Rambeau called her friend, who's a scientist, to help her with the situation. If she's so smart, why didn't she do it herself?
Jimmy Woo.
He should be in that. I'd be happy with that, honestly, because it'd be, like, funny.
Yes, it'd be hilarious.
Like he's an unknown genius.
They're like, get the smartest man we have, and they turn the corner, it's just Jimmy Woo.
Like, what if he knew what was happening in WandaVision the entire time, but just he had a hard time explaining it to people?
You're just bad at talking.
Yeah.
And then he's like, they're like, but do you have a superpower? And he's like, I can do card tricks. But it works at the end, at the finale, it distracts
them. We need some more Jimmy Woo.
And he dies. We do. So that's the Marvel news. Not excited about that Illuminati lineup, gonna be honest. Everything else by Doctor Strange sounds very fun, though.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not true. But it came from some pretty...
It happened.
Now we have some DC news, starting with Season 8 of The Flash. Will open with a five-part crossover titled Armageddon, which will have Batwoman, Black Lightning, Adam. Now let's get into the people I have never heard of. Maya Queen, Sentinel...
Is it Mia Queen? Oh, no, Maya Queen. Yeah, no, I know who that is now.
Is that Ryan Joy? And then Damian Dark and Reverse Flash?
Yeah.
What happened?
What do you mean?
What the fuck happened?
What do you mean what happened?
Like, who are these people? That's the lamest lineup I've ever heard.
Ryan Joy he becomes Adam. He's a different version of Adam. Damian Dark's a villain from Arrow Season 4, which was considered the worst season. And then you obviously know Reverse Flash. I don't know why you listed him with the ones you don't know.
But he was just last on the list.
Oh, okay.
I meant that
like
middle.
These ones I don't know. And I was like, what?
Like Sentinel, Maya Queen. I know Ryan Troy, but I didn't know he was in the Arrowverse.
It's the Queen. That's Oliver's daughter.
Didn't they try to do a pilot and then it failed? Yeah, it failed.
And then Sentinel. I think that's someone from Supergirl.
What happened to the CW?
Jeff Johns.
Biggest fall from grace of all time. Isn't he the one that ruined DC?
No, it wasn't him, actually.
Why did you say Jeff Johns, then?
No, I said he ruined CW, because... Yeah.
Didn't CW ruin the CW by being the CW?
Yeah.
They're the people who made Riverdale.
The greatest show of all time.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You know what's weird is... That's a Netflix exclusive in some places.
Goddamn, imagine paying for Netflix just to watch Riverdale. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not excited.
I'm not. I don't even watch The Flash.
I thought Tom Cavanaugh was done.
Oh, not like he's done. He's not a season regular.
Oh, he's done being a season regular.
Yeah. I don't know why they keep bringing him back. They should bring the other Reverse Flash back.
Why?
Because like...
Well, it doesn't make more sense.
What?
Him returning doesn't make much sense, right?
Tom Cavanaugh?
Yeah, as Reverse Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, he's a better actor than the other dude.
From what... Well, we haven't seen the other dude get anything, so...
No, but Tom Cavanaugh is more fun. Yeah, I could give a shit, but, like, I'm just saying.
I think it's just weird seeing him as Reverse Flash now, considering how many funny, like...
Yeah, comical roles. Yeah. It's impressive for him, but a bit all over the place. Mm-hmm. Batman, in the Batman, this is Robert Pattinson's statement on it. Batman is working on his rage, and all the fights will be very personal to him.
I think that's good. I
think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a very deep and emotional movie.
We'll see. Well, Jeffrey Wright called it mysterious.
Good.
So we'll see. Maybe it won't be emotional. Maybe it'll be mysterious. You won't tell. I can't tell anything. It's a mystery. His emotions. Next piece of news. The Injustice animated movie will have a release date of October 12th, 2021.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Injustice animated movie.
That's...
Yeah, it's like a month or two, like a month away.
Have they been working on this for a while then?
No, I don't really care. I may watch it or not.
I'll watch it. It's Injustice. I'm sick of these. I played that game when I was like six. Loved it.
I'm sick of DC. Injustice game was so I know not to watch the Marvel movies all in one sitting. By one sitting, I mean three months of just DC movies.
I'm going to watch all the Marvel movies in one day.
Have fun with that. If that's, you know, you could watch, I mean, two, maybe three times, maybe four times speed. Next piece of movie news. Dave Bautista may be Bane. Rumored to be maybe trying to be pushed in Peacemaker. And if not, maybe a solo project.
I think John Cena should be Bane.
Yeah. John Cena should be everybody. Sandman
Bane. Everybody. John Cena's everybody.
And nothing.
Yeah, I was about to say Dave Bautista is too short. But we've been over this. Why? He's like 6'3".
Oh, yeah, right. That's what I was about to say. He is too short. Like Tom Hardy.
Uh-huh.
Short little bitch. Sorry, that was really aggressive.
That was really aggressive. That was kind of rude.
But he's like 7 inches taller than Tom Hardy. Hardy's like 5'8". He had to wear high heels.
No.
Imagine paint with high heels.
Well, Tom Hardy was huge for that role. Damn.
But he was short.
No.
He should have been taller.
They
should have stretched him out like they did in ancient China or something. Next piece of news.
Ancient China was so weird with the shoes they had to wear and stuff.
Well, weird, women.
Suppose. Yeah. Thank God we're not women. Did you just moan?
No. It was like shock. Oh. Shazam has wrapped filming.
Excited.
Cool.
You're excited. That was like your favorite DC movie, so.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so you're excited. Don't even lie.
Greatest movie of all time.
Yeah.
Shazam.
You're excited.
Nah, I don't care.
I wonder if they're like, I think it's too late because Jack Dylan Grazer got canceled, so they couldn't take him out.
No, canceled.
Yeah, no, he got canceled, right?
No.
For clips of him saying the N-word.
No.
Yeah, and apparently apparently he used to abuse his girlfriend. Apparently.
But he's rich and famous. He's a cig's all right. I'm just gonna move on. DC fandom rumored panels. Let's go. Shazam 2. Aquaman 2, canceled. Flash, Black Adam, Batman. Then we have three secret movies. Batgirl, Blue Beetle, Zatanna, Peacemaker, GCPD, Green Lantern, Madam X, Constantine, and then probably the video games.
When do you think... when is DC fandom?
I don't know.
We'll look it up, because then we might get another Batman trailer, and I want another Batman trailer,
Jack. That's the rumor.
Well, I mean, I would assume we'd get another one by this time.
No. The movie's never coming out. It's a mystery, just like the movie. October 16th.
Why did I have to wait that long?
Oh, October 12th was the Justice. We have to wait that long?
Yeah.
Sucks for you.
I know.
Next piece of movie news. Oh, we're moving on now to miscellaneous news. Are you ready?
No.
No? Andor has wrapped filming.
Oh. Cool. I'm so excited.
Damn, why so mean?
No, it's just like, I don't know. We'll see. Like, what are they going to do?
It's Andor, man.
Yeah.
Cassian. Maybe Felicia Hardy will be back.
I heard this is a sequel.
It is?
Yeah. It's a sequel to Rogue One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying. I acknowledge it, and I agree. Next piece of movie news.
It was just a big MP, whatever, the flash grenade at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
MP3?
No.
John MP3?
EMP.
God EMP. Damn. Next piece of movie news. Anna Taylor-Joy, this is very exciting, will join Robert Eggers, who directed The Lighthouse, one of my favorite movies of all time, in the top five, in his Nosferatu movie.
Who's the chick you just mentioned?
Anna Taylor-Joy.
Who's that?
Eyes Are Far Apart, Queen's Gambit.
Oh. Let me just make sure.
The Vavitch. Yeah. She is in it. Who? Robert Eggers also directed The Vavitch, I believe.
The Vavitch is pretty good.
The Vavitch is not no Lighthouse.
The Vavitch is the Lighthouse.
No, it's not.
No, I heard it's the prequel, and that's where that spot that the Vavitch takes place is actually where the lighthouse is built.
In the woods.
Yeah. No, it like the witch does some weird spell after, and then the light falls. Shut up!
It's stupid.
Not as stupid as Rock's movie, San Andreas, which I ended up watching today for some reason.
Greatest movie of all time.
Because I was downstairs and Kathy had it on. Greatest movie of all time. And it was on, and I was just watching it, and I was like, this is literally every single one of his movies.
I tried to watch Rango.
Oh, and you couldn't?
I was trying to watch it at work.
And they didn't let you?
No, it was after the game.
Oh, too busy?
I got like 15 minutes in, and then I was working for 2 straight hours. Slaving away.
Oh, and then we went to Andy's after, and guess who we saw there? Isaac and all the band people.
Oh my gosh. next piece of movie news. What did I write here? Oh yeah, Kanye West wants to legally change his name to Yee. He filed it.
I think that's a good idea.
I believe it may get denied though.
Kim said that she's not going to follow in his footsteps.
That's funny as shit.
I know, I hope he does. Did you see that at, what's her name? Whichever one it is.
God damn, what are you talking about?
His like Donda thing.
What? His wife?
No.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to remember.
You sound stupid. What are you talking about?
Marilyn Manson.
Who? Why was he there?
He, she, whichever one it is. That's a Kanye West dumbass. Brought out DaBaby and Marilyn Manson at his Donda Chicago show.
He also lit himself on fire. Did you see that?
Wait, Kanye West?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see
He that. Was in one of those, like, flame retardant suits and then, like, lit himself on fire.
Dude, he's gone crazy.
I know. He's living in that stadium.
Dude, how much money is he losing?
All of it.
But apparently someone said he made $16 million off of Donda.
It hasn't even come out.
What, I think people played tickets to go see, the show thing?
Yeah. That has to cost more than $16
million. Yeah, he's living there. And he had a replica of his childhood home made.
He's going through some shit.
Bro, I don't know what's happened to Kanye, but it's funny as shit. Dude,
I didn't even like him that much.
I love the clip of him where he's talking on, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He's like, we're becoming the Incredibles. And he's like, I forgot what he says about himself. But then he's like, the wife's got a big butt. He's like, we just keep coming closer and closer to the Incredibles until eventually we can fly.
I love the interview he does where he's with, Austin Powers. And then he's talking about, some problem in, Nigeria. And he's like, George Bush hates black people. I got motivated. He's a funny guy. But yeah. His mom died, then he got a divorce, then he's like, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind now. Art, baby.
I'd love to see an interview with him right now.
Matrix 4 will be titled Matrix Resurrections.
Who are they resurrecting? I haven't even watched Matrix movies.
The bitch died.
I've seen bits and clips, bits and pieces of them, but I haven't seen them.
Yeah, a woman died. At the end of
it. I just told you I haven't seen it, so I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
The woman.
Oh, gotcha.
Main one.
Yeah, gotcha.
Skin tight black leather suit.
Keanu?
No. They all were black. Actually, that doesn't help at all. Lawrence Fishburne is the bitch. Okay, no, gotcha. I'm kidding. Lawrence Fishburne is the G's.
I need to watch them myself anyway, so I'll figure it out.
Here, I'll show you a picture.
No, because I don't want to know who dies.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I'll show... Not Ghostbusters. We live in the same spot in my head. Wait, John, let me show you really quickly.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Mm-mm.
John.
Mm-mm.
Show. Show, no tell. Here, I'll show you guys. Look. You guys looking? I don't actually... The movies kind of suck, so I forgot.
I want to get a LeBron James.
We tried to find one.
I saw this. We need to try harder, Jack.
Yeah, we went to one store. Yeah. This isn't going to work.
We will do whatever it takes to find him.
This one. Look, John. Do you see it now?
No, I don't see what you're talking about.
This one dies.
Keanu. No.
What? Does he die? I don't really remember, honestly. He may die. He may not die. You'll know who the bitch is when you see the bitch. I saw that. All right, John, we're doing a podcast.
I know, I just needed to show you that first because we got on the topic.
What movie news do you have, John?
I don't have anything.
This is your job. All right, what have you been watching this week?
San Andreas.
Iron Fist. Iraq. No! Worst Birdman, show of all time.
The Revenant.
What Dude, I've only watched five movies this week. Okay, listen. I watched Iron Fist a little bit. Dude, it's literally the worst show of all time. Like, okay. Content can't be so bad.
Yeah, it can be.
And it's hilarious to watch it in 2x speed.
Iron Fist?
My preferred watching style.
I feel
so like. I can get it fucking over with.
Mm-hmm. I watched some South Park.
Shut up.
What else this is watch? This is what we've watched, Jack. I watched the movie She's All That, not the remake. I'm mentally preparing myself because I watched She's All That to watch the remake. I'm mentally preparing myself still.
Why are you watching the remake?
I don't know.
Don't.
Because I heard it's so shit, and I want to laugh.
It's out.
Yeah, I want to laugh at Addison Rae.
I watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He's out and about.
Oh really?
I watched The Iron Giant. It's been just talking like, doing like five lines for the movie.
You like the movie?
It's a pretty good movie. Shut up. I watched Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1956
one. Oh shh! I forgot about that. That's the movie.
What?
Wait. Let me make sure. I need to see a picture of it.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes.
Which one though?
Shut up.
There's more than one. I'm trying to help. It's very cool. Dude, what's going on? John, hurry up, dude. I'm
trying to remember which one it is. Okay, it's the 1978 one.
Yeah, what about it?
I watched it, and that movie, I've been wondering what that movie is for, like, my entire life, because it's a fucking fever dream for me.
I see.
But I, like, remember the ending.
Yeah.
And, oh my god, it, like, you saying that, as soon as you said it, I knew what it was.
Maybe I should have watched the 19, I think that one's better. Maybe I should have watched the 78 one.
Dude.
I wonder if they'd be the exact same movie, but the poster is sick as fuck.
Dude, like, oh my god, I remember, like, that movie. I don't know why my memory of movies from when I was a child is so good. Like, I have pictures of, like, almost all the movies that I've watched as a child growing up.
Yeah, this movie's gotta be better than the
thing. I can't, like, name a lot of them, but, like, I know so many movies I watched as a child.
But the 1956 one kind of feels like The Twilight Zone, so I like it for that.
I feel that.
Enjoy that. But it doesn't have Rod Sterling. And you're watching The Twilight Zone. Anything else to say, John?
Thank you for that, Jack. Because I've been wondering what that movie is for like the past like 10 years.
I was destined to find it after all these movies I watched.
Yeah,
is it gonna be find it?
Is that your first time watching it? Well, I haven't watched that version. I watched the
original. Yeah, this is my first time watching the 56 one.
Have you watched the 76 one?
I recognize it, though. I could be thinking of another movie. So there's a lot. Every 70s horror movie.
I remember the ending because I was like, "What the fuck is going on in the ending?"
I am curious if it's the same. Do you remember anything? Are they in a cave?
I don't remember if they're in a cave, but I don't remember the ending. It's next day. And
are they running outside and he's in the highway?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, it's the same. And then he's like, oh, we don't go in there. Like, shut up, you drunk. That's what they say in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like, you hippie bitch. This is the 70s.
Yeah, gotcha.
Do you have anything else to add to this conversation?
No.
Okay. Birdman.
Oh, yeah, Birdman's first. Okay, welcome back to Weird Bird Podcast. Today we're doing Birdman, directed by Alejandro González Iñárritu.
It was
meh.
You see, he said that so quickly instead of like being like, welcome back everybody, you know, likes. He did that because he was scared he was going to mess that up.
No, I'm trying something new with the intro this time. I'm trying to keep it faster paced, trying to keep them engaged, you know what I mean?
Shut up, watch the video. Just watch it on the side.
No, I'm trying to keep it fast paced and engaged.
Dude, watch this video.
Because the first minute is supposed to be fast paced.
Oh, we're on it.
Exactly. Starring Michael Keaton.
Like, subscribe.
Starring Michael Keaton, Edward Norton, and Emma Stone and Naomi Watts. Shut the fuck up.
Naomi Watts is incredible.
It won Oscars for Best Motion Picture of the Year, Best Achievement in Directing, Best Writing Original Screenplay, and Best Achievement in Cinematography.
By the way, Naomi Watts from Mulholland Drive, be my wife, please. Thank you. Except for that.
only in Mulholland Drive?
Yeah, bro. David Lynch makes her something else, I swear to God.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, what did it win?
Do I need to repeat all of them?
All of them.
Won Oscars for Best
Motion. Wait, it won Best Oscar?
Shut up.
How does it win?
Best Motion Picture of the Year, Best Achievement in Directing, Best Writing, Original Screenplay, Best Achievement in Cinematography.
One more time.
Best.
That's awesome, man. Cinematography should have taken the dub.
Yeah. So, this movie's about a former cinema superhero, Regan Thompson, is mounting an ambitious Broadway production.
It's just Michael Keaton.
That, that he hopes will breathe new life into his stagnant career. It is risky, but he hopes that his creative gamble will prove that he's a real artist and not just a washed-up movie star. At opening night approaches, a castmate is injured, forcing Regan to hire an actor, Edward Norton, who is guaranteed to shake things up. Meanwhile, Regan must deal with his girlfriend, daughter, and ex-wife.
Wow.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Very. I love this movie. It's so good.
It's very great.
Yeah. This is your first time watching it, right?
Yeah.
It's a very good movie.
It is a very good movie. Yeah. I agree. I didn't know what to expect.
Because the movie was carefully rehearsed and shot in sequence, editing only took 2 weeks.
Damn. Yeah, that's usually probably like the longest part.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot goes into editing. Yeah, it was cool. It was a one shot.
What?
This looks like a one shot.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's done. They do like a lot of sneaky editing tricks with that. And like since it's so rehearsed from the actors, it seems like it's one take.
There is a lot of stuff like I do in like old YouTube videos where you like pan up and go back down. Mm-hmm. There was this one really cool one. They zoomed into the phone screen and then it becomes the actual broadcast and then zooms back out and they're in a different location.
The camera work in this movie is amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. And it's very similar to The Revenant in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Revenant obviously has cuts, but it's still like a lot of sequences, a lot of like long takes, very wide lens, which took a second to get used to, but they both look incredible.
Yeah. There are only 16 visible cuts in the entire film. It was made to look like one shot with how it was edited.
Yeah. That was sick. Very similar to 1917, but obviously this came first. So shut up, 1917.
Yeah, and the scene...
Your movie sucks balls, by the way.
The scene where Michael Heaton's running through New York naked, pretty much, in his underwear.
That has to have been real, right?
That was shot after midnight, and most of those people who are... So that not many normal people will be walking around. So most of those are just crew members or just, like, extras.
Oh, see, I honestly assumed watching it that, like, the band was placed there so that people would be focused on the band by the crew, but everyone else pretty much was real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was filmed after midnight, so there wouldn't be as many people.
But it's still... It's Times Square, though. Like, I feel like there'd be a lot of people nonetheless.
Yeah. Given the unusual style of filming, long takes, Edward Norton and Michael Keaton kept a running tally of mess-ups and actors and actresses. Emma Stone made the most mistakes. Zach Galifianakis made the fewest.
What?
Emma Stone made the most, but he actually did mess up a lot.
Everyone.
But he kept going with it, and they liked it enough where they kept it in. So.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
So he did mess up a lot, but...
I was about to say, oh, right. I thought you were going to say he got, like, second most. And you were like, he got the least? I'm like, what? Yeah. Zach Galifianakis, I'm surprised. But, yeah, the acting was really impressive.
Yeah, it was really good. Everyone's...
Because it's, like, acting within acting. And sometimes it's even acting within acting within acting.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Similar to how Michael Keaton's Birdman reflects on his earlier role as Batman, Edward Norton's character is a parody of Norton's own reputation for being very abrasive and difficult to work with.
He would have been a better Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
I was thinking that watching the movie. I'm like, he would have been better as Bruce Banner. He looks more like Bruce Banner, too.
The director said the scene where Regan and Mike are rehearsing the script for the first time that Edward Norton was looking over the script and commenting about it, the director reminded him that he was doing the same thing his character is doing in the film. Norton's character is a satirical version of the actor's behavior on set in real life.
I'm really not surprised. I always saw that. I'm like, maybe I don't want to be a writer. Because if I had, like, Edward Norton, like, think about this. He fucking sucks. Yeah, so
he was pretty much doing the same thing in real life.
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard, isn't that, like, why they didn't want to work with him on the Hulk?
Probably.
I think that was the thing. He's like, he was too, like, he wanted to do one thing. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't do another. Wouldn't have worked out. So,
maybe
I guess that makes sense.
What he said, though.
I don't know what he added. Hopefully he didn't have that scene in the cave. They're like, I love you.
No, he probably didn't.
Maybe. I think he did.
During the press conference in Regan's dressing room, he says that he hasn't played Birdman since 1992. That is the same year Batman Returns, 1992, the last Batman movie that starring Michael Keaton was released.
You know what's also funny? I just realized he was like making fun of the MCU, which I thought was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up being in it like 3 years after this.
Yeah. It's funny.
So, you know.
It's not like it's necessarily him making fun of it. The whole movie's kind of making fun of all of it. But yeah. it doesn't do it where it's like stabbing at it. It's like they do it in a fun way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was just a jab or like a cool thing at the beginning. I didn't take it personal or anything.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't see it like as him hating on it and being like, this isn't real cinema.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, exactly.
He would end up in it. Mm-hmm. Inevitably. And then playing another bird person.
Yeah, then this last bit's just my thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, do you wanna give something?
Ratings or do you? Oh, okay. I thought this was an absolutely beautiful movie from the characters, pacing, cinematography, and fucking camera work in this movie. It just keeps me engaged throughout the entire thing. Like there wasn't a moment where I was like falling asleep. You know what I mean? I was so intrigued the entire time.
You often fall asleep?
No, like I mean, like this is not a movie you'll fall asleep in. Is what I'm trying to say. This isn't a sleeper. I love that every character has some sort of issue, and they make it seem like they're split into two different people.
Yeah.
Each like, especially Edward Norton, Emma Stone, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
And then I thought the film critic was perfect for this, because it's like, I feel like that's so realistic. A lot of people will go into movies with like already predetermined ideas.
Yeah. And then she's just an asshole. I think you have to be kind of an asshole. Well, I guess we're being film critics right now. Mm-hmm. But we're nice film critics.
I mean, I guess, yeah, in a way we are film critics, but like we're very lenient.
Yeah, we're very nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just because of my Jason X review, I think, is a perfect encapsulation of my thoughts towards movies. I'm like, yeah, but the movie was fun.
Yeah.
And I also really like that scene where when he goes through Times Square, that entire scene is great. Like when he comes back in, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I love the part where like he goes off on the critic as well, and he's for using big words and like not even talking about structure,
which was a valid criticism.
Yeah, it honestly is. They just want, I don't know, they like being so extra, honestly.
Yeah, well, I think that the idea just now is like, especially in like where it's all about, if you click on the article, it's like, if you are, if you, you can be lying completely about your thoughts, but if it's controversial, you'll gain more monetarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's why sometimes, if we're getting meta here, I'll make a title, like, just lean more into maybe an idea we talked about. Mm-hmm. What if, for example, I said, is what if bad?
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, I mean, our most viewed video. Look at our most viewed video, which is the problems with Titanic. I don't think we mentioned, like, any problems with it. We talk about how good it is.
Yeah. We say one thing, and I, like, milk that... And then it gets the views. Mm-hmm. But so I think it is quite a interesting idea. And the entire last 25 minutes, I was wondering when he's going to kill himself. Like, at what moment is he actually dying?
Oh, were you expecting that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the idea of the whole movie, especially as everything keeps going, like, downhill.
I think that final scene, like, not the final scene, but just, like, the whole ending is just, like, you're just so into it.
Yeah, because it's, like... First, he's on top of the building, and you're like, he's gonna kill himself. Then he jumps, and you're like, oh, he's dead. Then he's flying, and you're like, oh, but he's probably dead or something. Then he's out of the cab. Then he shoots himself in the head. He's like, oh, he's dead. But somehow he just only knocked off his nose, and then he jumps again. And it's like, did he die?
You never know.
I mean, yes.
I would assume he died.
Because I don't know where else that goes.
Yeah, because he's not Birdman.
But then it's like, why did Emma Stone look up?
Yeah, I don't know. Emma Stone was probably fucking on drugs.
I'm not going to break it down, because now that I really think about it...
It's just so confusing.
It's not... Yeah, that doesn't work.
Maybe Birdman's real.
I don't know. I mean,
unless maybe she was on the floor below and was looking up at him falling.
Okay. I guess he was falling for a while. He's kind of stuck there.
Yeah.
Or maybe exactly. He tried to fall, and then there's just like a thing there, and he got caught on it or something. And she's like, oh. Yeah. But then I don't know why she had so much wonder. I don't know. I mean, like, he had to have killed himself, but at the end of the day, why is Emma Stone looking bad? So we can ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know.
All the performances are so great.
Yeah, I know. I was blown away. Love Edward Norton. I've seen him in a good chunk of things now, like, other than...
This was the best he's been in a while, though.
But, yeah, it was really good. He hasn't really been in much. I'm thinking of, like, American History X. That was, like, 99, I think. Rounders. It's pretty good. That was 06. And Hulk. You guess he was good in that? That's still 08. So, it's been a while. But it's been a while since this. Because I can't think of anything he's been in.
Yeah.
His small role in, like, Grand Budapest. But
is he going to be in something soon? What's he in?
Yeah, I think he's in something.
I can't... I can't remember what it is, but I know he's in something that's coming up.
I don't know. But yeah, it was just like really, like, I mean, it's really impressive because it's like you get like lost in the, you really do, more than any other movie I think I've ever seen, you get lost in the idea that it's 100% real. Because it's like, you know, he, when they're being themselves in the movie, like Michael Keaton is being,
oh, he's in Knives Out too, we're so stupid.
Yeah, when Michael Keaton is being the character and then the character goes and does acting, you really like leave the idea that it's Michael Keaton. Weird. It's like, I feel like there is a world that if you could have found unknowns to play these like roles where they mention people like Martin Scorsese and stuff, it would have worked a little bit better. But I don't know, I think that how they were able to use their careers was really interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
And unique, because there's like, it is a really meta movie.
Yeah,
and it has a lot to say about like Hollywood and careers and all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, I think this is like one of the most unique movies.
That's literally my Letterboxd review.
Yeah, this is like one of the most unique movies I've ever seen.
I finished it and I'm like, yeah, there really isn't anything I can think of that's like this in any sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Like camera work, but also just the idea of this movie is so unique. And I also think it helps that like this is something that really would be very difficult to make up until this point.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so crazy, dude. I wish we were doing this podcast in 2014.
Why? Oh, because 2014 is the best year of movies of all time?
Well, yeah, there's also Grand Budapest.
Without a doubt in my mind, it is the greatest year of movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should definitely do a podcast one day, or like do like a series of videos where we go through years and movies and like look at them. Let us know. If you've made it this far, let us know if you'd like that. But I think that's fun. Actually, you know what? I don't care what you guys think. We're going to do it anyway one day. But yeah, I mean, it's like, we just, every time we catch like one of these like really great movies we've covered, it's like, oh, it's 2014.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I was thinking like 4.5 stars for a while. But by like the middle, actually, I'd say by like the third act, I was like, this is more like a 5-star. And then
it kind of... spoiled your review.
What?
I guess you spoiled your stars.
I think they've gotten the gist of what our stars are from the first thing you said. But, you know, it's unique.
It holds up on rewatch, too.
Yeah. I was excited. And I really didn't know, because I remember seeing this movie when I watched the Oscars in, like, 2015. And I was like, superhero movie. Maybe I'll watch that. But, yeah, trailers were quite deceiving.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they put a lot of the flying bird in there. And he has one scene.
Right? Yeah, I think that was kind of the point, though.
Very deceiving. So, anything else?
No. I'm A+, easily. A+.
A+, 5 out of 5.
5 out of, 100%.
Let me see where I put it in my list.
Like, I loved this movie when I watched it the first time. But, like, on rewatch, it's become one of, like, my favorite movies of all time.
Let me see where I put it in my... of all time. Maybe just hang on. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't want you to see my Revenant.
Is Revenant in your all time?
This is my all movies I've seen ranked. So it is in my all time.
Wait, Revenant or?
Every movie I've seen is in my
all time. Yeah. I'm so stupid. No, it's just taking me a minute.
Birdman number 21. So that's very high. Yeah. It's about 400 movies on that list. So.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive showing.
Yeah. Shawshank still first?
Yes. Let's stay there. It's going to be hard to break.
Has it ever, like, gotten close?
I'd say so, yeah.
Mulholland Drive.
Yeah. Competition. Anything else, Sean?
No, that's it.
Alrighty. All right. Outro.
If you guys enjoyed, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, all that great stuff. We also have an audio exclusive where we talk about the news and what we've been watching. So go check that out. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, we also have TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all at Word Word Podcast. So go check those out. Follow those. And make sure you stay here for exclusive videos every single week and subscribe and like for more content. Thank you.
Goodbye. Gutenberg, everybody. Welcome back to Word Word Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about The Revenant, a 2015 film directed by... Here we go. Alejandro González Iñárritu. Got you, man. Let's go. It made a surprising, I had to note this, $533 million?
I know.
Where? Who watched this movie?
I remember seeing trailers for it.
I know. I think you know why?
Leo.
Tom Hardy, Leo, and then Shiver Me Timbers, William Poulter.
isn't this Leo's first Oscar?
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yes.
He really, I think he's been stardom. I'd say his big thing was Titanic, 1995. Yeah. And like,
I think he might be the like biggest snubbed actor of all time.
Probably. It took him far too long. And this is not, I don't even think this is honestly an Oscar.
No, it's this is not his best performance.
It's Oscar worthy, but it's not his Oscar performance.
Yeah.
I'd say there are a lot of significantly better.
Yeah, when you look at all his performances, and you're like, The Revenant's the first one that got him is Oscar. Yeah. That's like,
yeah, yeah. And it only had a $135 million budget, but we'll get to a funny story about that later in the video. It has a surprisingly low, I'd say, 78% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
And then a surprisingly high 8 out of 10 on IMDb, so.
That makes sense.
It's always contrasted.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we'll find a movie that has like a 95 on Rotten Tomatoes and then 7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. 8 or even lower sometimes, 6.9. Yeah. So it's like, you know, the it's interesting clash going on there. So a lot of nominations here. It was nominated for Best Picture Supporting Actor, which was Tom Hardy, Costume Design, Film Editing, Makeup and Hair, Best Production Design, Sound Mixing, Sound Editing, and Best Visual Effects. It won Best Director, Actor, and Cinematography.
Do you know who won Best Supporting Actor?
Who, this year?
Of that year, yeah.
No. Why?
I think,
you just think Tom Hardy did it?
Yeah.
Because you're like, fuck Tom Hardy?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is his hair like that?
I didn't even know Tom Hardy was in this.
Same. I was quite surprised. And then, but I think Will Poulter should have been the villain.
He plays a really good villain.
Yeah, just his face.
Even like in every movie, that even when he's in like a comedy, I just think he's the villain.
Bridge of Spies, Mark Rylance. What?
I don't even know what movie that is.
Bridge of Spies, I'm pretty sure it's... I forgot. I've heard of it though. It's an alright movie, I believe. But snubbed, I'd say.
Yeah.
Then what else do I have to say? Oh, that's it.
The bear mauling scene.
Yes. Horrifying.
I know. Imagine.
Dude. And I believe that I heard this. I could be wrong. But for brown bears, it's the one you play dead for.
We should ask Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight would know.
But I'm pretty sure
brown bears... I feel like I should know this because he talks about it in The Office. Like, he goes on this whole speech.
I'm pretty sure
about
brown
it.
Is the one you play dead because all they like to do is just kill you. Mm-hmm. So if you're dead, they don't care. I'm pretty sure black bears, you're fucked. And then polar bears, just stay away, okay? It's not that hard to not find a polar bear in your life, so. There's your tips for bears.
That's what it is, too.
We've talked about this far too many times.
I know, that's so random.
But yeah, it's horrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
He mauls the shit out of him.
Bro, that's so fucking scary.
This gives me very much this movie called Into the Wild. But I think Into the Wild is better because after you watch Into the Wild, you're like, what the fuck?
Wait, is that the child's book?
What? What?
What's the children's book called?
No, not that one. Not into like the Wildebeest. I know what you're talking about. No, it's this one based off a true story. This guy, he had like this whole future set. He had a college scholarship or something, and then he just leaves, goes to the jungle, and it's just like, and then he ended up like dying, and it's like, well, spoiler, but it's a really good movie. A little boring, but
kind of like this.
It makes you think a lot. Yes, and I'd say this falls in a similar place. Biggest difference being. You're not really leaving, you don't leave, at least for me anyway. Of course, this is all up to subjective opinion. You don't leave the movie, like, you know, self-reflecting or, like, shocked. Or it's not something I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. Like, Into the Wild, Apocalypse Now is another one that falls into a similar camp where it's, like, it's boring shit, but, like, I haven't not thought about the movie since I watched it. This, I'll forget about in, like, a week.
Yeah, I think this was meant to be boring, though.
Yeah, but... There's a, if your movie is boring, it better make you think, because then what's the point?
Yeah, sure.
You know, like the Marvel movies on the other spectrum, well, not all of them, but a few of them are like, you know, they're fun. They don't leave you think, but you'll remember them because they're a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is kind of like the opposite, but it doesn't succeed in making you think.
Yeah, it's just a good movie.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. But I will say, I was super stressed out during the Tom Hardy Leo showdown.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. I mean, the cinematography, it's very similar to Birdman, as we talked about, other than not being one shot, but it, you know, these really wide angles. And, mm-hmm. But the coolest thing in this movie is when it's night and the sky's blue, and then they have the most orange fires you've ever seen.
I knew you were going to talk about this. So especially considering how much you loved Planet of the Apes 3.
It's so good. It's so good. Snowy tundras are my favorite.
Yeah, I knew you'd love this movie.
It's so good. But, you know, not so good for Leo, because everyone actually filmed in the tundra of multiple places.
Did Leo get frostbite?
Someone had to. I couldn't find anything that said he got frostbite. It was
probably the sound guy.
But he couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
He needed his money. His kids were starving in California. He's like, I can't hold it anymore.
Imagine being a sound... I just realized how, like, strange of a job that, like, honestly is.
There's stranger jobs.
Honestly, it's more reliable than acting, probably.
Probably. Yeah, because you always need the sound guy.
Yeah, and you could probably do... a bunch, if you're like,
the actors are in and out, but the sound guy's always there.
Yeah, exactly. You could probably do so many different movies every year. Yeah, too, so it's,
you get to see a lot of stuff. Sounds like a fun job now to think about it. But so here's just some of the things that Leo did for this movie. So for one, there was about -13 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
I could not do that. We've talked about this before. We would walk to Popeyes, which is about 5 to 10 minutes from miles, maybe 15.
I think I could do that.
In, like, 30... Like, no, nah, I'd say when I was bad, like, 20-degree weather, and I'd have a sweater or sweatshirt and a jacket on, and I literally felt like death. Like, I think I thought I was going to die multiple times. Like, my heart would, like, stop beating. I'd be like, John!
I would only always have, like, a sweatshirt. I was always fine, honestly.
I was never fine.
I like the cold. It's weird.
I hate the cold. He ate raw bison liver... real raw bison liver.
So nasty.
And actually slept in a real cut open animal carcass. That was real.
Why?
I don't know. But and here's why the picture, every time I see Alessandro, we'll just call him Alessandro Gonzalez's face, I get scared. Because a lot of that was him. Like, yeah, come on, man.
Don't just like how Quentin needed to do the real choking.
Yeah, he's like, I really need to choke you. I really need to lick your feet. I really need to have sex with you.
Okay,
all right, yeah. Quentin. But yeah, that.
I really need to say the N word.
Like he was,
Quentin said that. Not me.
So, I mean, it's like, did you need to do that? Like, was he? He was definitely aiming for the Oscar performance.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. As much as he doesn't want to say, like Tom Hardy, they had a bet if Tom Hardy was going to get nominated or not. And Tom said no, Leo said yes. And because he had lost, Tom lost, he had to get a tattoo on his arm that says Leo's always right. It's there, it's big, and it's there. But he has a lot of tattoos, so it doesn't really matter. Uh-huh. But I find it quite funny. So they originally, this is the budget story. So it was originally a $60 million budget. Now, obviously,
that's
over doubled. Over doubled.
Yeah.
They filmed in Canada, but... they didn't realize how long it would take, and so it became spring. There's no winter left. So first, actually, before that even happened, the budget got up to $95 million. And then once that happened, they had to move to the tip of Argentina to film the rest of the movie, which put the budget up to $135 million.
That, oh, my God.
From that 60. It paid off, then.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar, yeah.
And see,
made a lot of money.
Yeah, we've talked about posters, and so I wanted to point out, like, this poster could have been so good.
Yeah.
But because I needed Leo's to face, sell the money.
Leo's
face, and then, like, his head gets cut off and just forced.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, we could have done a little bit more. And there's probably some cool alternate ones, but they...
could have just done a bear.
But once Alejandro called and was like, hey, we need to move to Argentina, they were like... Leo, get Leo's face on that poster.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'm not surprised. Birdman only made $109 million, but it was only shown in South theaters.
Yeah. So this was worldwide, I believe. Yeah. Or at least America. Well, probably. No, it was worldwide.
I think it was...
it made like $133 in America. Yeah. So, but, and you know, it's like you have to have like, the entire crew had hotels. hotel rooms. You have to move all these people.
Bro, that's so bad.
But, like, their crew better got paid good for this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially for being in the cold and stuff like that. That's what I'm saying.
It's particularly for being in the cold.
What movie was it where... There's this movie where a studio couldn't afford coats for all the people. Oh, and a big one of the actors in... Oh, it was Johnny Depp, I think, who did it.
Probably.
Out of his own pocket.
Yeah, he paid for coats. Yeah, I think it was Johnny Depp. I think I've heard about that. Now, I said Leo ate that bison liver. They actually made him a gelatin red pancake. So, you know,
he didn't have to.
Eat it. And he said no. He said no. Either he said no, or maybe the director said no.
Yeah, I think it would have been... I don't think it would have been Leo. I think Leo would have rather
eaten. Leo's going for that Oscar. I think it
was he's probably like, oh, no, fuck it. Yeah. This guy won. This one, did this come out?
2015.
He's like, this guy got an Oscar last year.
This is my time.
This is my big time.
Like, and you can see in the scene. It's the scene where he has, like, the vision of the dude, and he, like, goes in. He's like, he, like, starts puking. Or it's not a vision. It's actually the real dude. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's so net. Oh, my God. Imagine having to do that.
Absolutely disgusting, because it's bloody, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you're eating a raw slab of meat, which is nasty enough.
Yeah.
Disgusting. But I guess props. I guess he deserved this. The nom, or I guess the one. So this is also based off of a true story. There was actually another film adaptation in 1971. It's a movie called Man in the Wilderness. I didn't look into it. I don't know if it's bad or good. So let me check. All right. 71. Now, it doesn't look nearly as epic as this movie.
Dude, this looks like it's shot in the spring.
There is no snow. So this looks like it was shot at like March in my backyard.
Yeah, it probably was.
Probably, like, we can't do this. That makes this movie a little bit more impressive.
Before there were any houses here, that's where they shot it.
Yeah, right here. And this, also the mini, or I guess the avalanche. Mm-hmm. It's not too big, but they made that happen. They put bombs in them.
Bro, imagine if there was someone there.
Yeah, I mean, this... I don't... The bear was CGI. I mean, I think there's probably some blood and...
They should have had a real bear.
CGI, but it's a curious case how this got the nom for CGI. Because I guess the CGI that's there is impressive, but scarce.
Yeah.
Because this was shot all on location, no green screens. In fact, it was all natural light.
Maybe they thought it was CGI when it really wasn't.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, just go with it.
Exactly.
Like, it was shot with all natural light, except for one scene by a fire, just because I guess the winds were so bad that the fire was, it was getting too close to, like, the camera and the crew. Mm. So they just, it's CGI fire, and they just placed a little orange light next to Leonardo.
See, exactly. Great CGI right there.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. How scarce it is, but it doesn't matter. It's great CGI, Jack.
I'm just saying, I could tell I was fake.
Transformers should win best CGI every single time.
Ridiculous, no. It's not a good movie.
Great CGI, though, Jack.
But that doesn't matter. It has to be a good movie first.
No.
It's the whole point of the Oscars.
Scooby-Doo should have won the Oscars.
Honestly.
Both of them.
I think Scooby looks 100% real to me. But that's all the trivia I have. So, yeah, you know what? As I think, or as we said, it's a little bit boring.
Yeah. But, like, it's like that's how it would feel in real life.
But I think that, honestly, this guy really got something with the camera. Because the camera was, I don't know, however moved, it was engaging enough.
Yeah, he's so good with the camera.
I guess I was doing some stuff on the side, but I wasn't that bored.
Yeah.
I just was a bit...
It's engaging enough, but it's just like...
I'm just working, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not supposed to be like always entertaining.
No.
It's one of those weird cases.
That's not the problem for me, though. It's not like it's not entertaining. It's just like, I don't really feel anything particularly about this. It's well made in every aspect. And there are moments I do. As I said, that fight with Tom Hardy, mm-hmm. Donald Gleason. I'm always like, nice hair, man. Yeah.
Like, Birdman is one of those ones where I was like excited. I remember how many times have I told you to watch Birdman?
It hasn't been too much, but enough where it's too much.
Like, after I watched it, like, I thought about it for, like, a couple weeks. This I'm not gonna think about it again after. And like on rewatch, I'm gonna be thinking about this Birdman for the next couple weeks.
No, it's cool. I'll probably be like, damn, I remember that movie looked good that one time.
Yeah, which movie was that?
Leo. Got it. But other than that, you know. Can't say I'm unimpressed. I about expected this. Mm-hmm. Like the opening scene, like the massacre was really cool. I think that Tom Hardy was a great villain. Will Poulter's face makes me angry. Why is he here? It's a cool setting. The wilderness of like 1820s. So I'd like to see some. Ooh, no, I almost said some more Wild West movies. That's Clint Eastwood.
I lied. Some more Will Poulter movies?
Oh no. What's he been in this? No, they killed. They actually killed him in this movie. That's why you haven't seen him in anything since. When they took him away,
they did the world a favor.
When they took him away, they killed him. Whatever happened to Will Poulter? They took him away.
I think he's in.
No, like, not Will Poulter, the character.
Oh.
They take him away and he never comes back.
I think he dies, right?
No, they send him into prison. I don't know. Donald beats him up and then he's like taken to the cell. He's like, I didn't do it. And Leo's like, he didn't do it. And then they went off on their adventure to find Tom Hardy.
Should we see what happens to him?
What do you mean?
Because this is based off real events.
Oh, what happens to the person? I don't think... Will Poulter probably isn't based off of anyone. No one's like, Will Poulter. It's too unique.
Okay, The Revenant. What's his character's name? We'll see.
Will Poulter.
Jim Bridger.
It's Will Poulter. Jeff Bridges. What the hell? So he did
three that. Native American wives.
That a boy. Leo really did that guy dirty, you know? When we talk about when he was, you know, having some fun and then.
Sweet. And then.
It said he's died.
Leo is James Bridger, right?
I don't know.
Okay, wait a second. We're figuring this out.
Didn't it say he died in 1891? That would mean he outlived the movie.
Yeah.
So he survived.
I'm so. What happened to Leo's son, though? Oh, no, Leo's son's that metal boulder. I don't know what I was even thinking about.
What?
Well, never mind. We'll not talk about this. Will Poulter survives. He lives. Yeah, okay. He marries three Native Americans.
Okay.
Two from two different tribes.
He got around?
Yeah, he was a good guy.
I guess they lived with some natives. So.
The guy I looked at his picture, really looks like Will Poulter. I understand why he got cast.
For sure, yeah.
No, Will Poulter gets around.
Will Poulter looks so modern, like, you know what I mean?
What has Will Poulter been in since?
Will Poulter looks like he should be from this time.
Oh, I forgot he was in Midsommar.
Oh, God. And I'm going to watch it now.
Detroit? Oh, yeah, I forgot he's a racist cop in that one.
Not him in real life.
Wait, he's in Hereditary?
What?
Yeah, he's got a credit in it. The Little Stranger.
He's in everything.
Beautiful Boy. I don't even remember him being in that movie. Bro, I don't even think he's in half of these.
Nah, he has to be. He's unrecognizable. But
here's his best role.
Yeah, and he kisses Jeff.
He plays himself.
Bro, I literally...
He literally plays himself.
I hate him so much. I can't even do it.
No,
he like brings his like his dude, forehead's like.
I don't even want to think about it.
All right, we got off topic. What is your enjoyability?
I'd say A.
I agree.
It's like either A or A minus for me.
I'd say it's firmly set in A for me.
I'd say, but stars.
I'd four. Give
it four. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna be agreeing a lot more, I think.
Yeah, because it's only out of five.
Yeah, but it there's half stars, but still.
Oh. Yeah. No, there's 0.3, Jack.
Four.
No, I'm kidding.
Shut up.
All right, outro?
Outro. All right. Thank you for watching, everybody. Dude, look at the camera.
Where oh, my bad, weird? My bad.
Thank you for watching, everybody. Check us out on Instagram. Take a second. Dude, look at the camera. And Twitter. At Wordwood Podcast. Check us out anywhere you listen to podcasts. At Wordwood Podcast for exclusive segments you cannot get anywhere else. Like, subscribe here for exclusive content every week. And thank you for watching. Goodbye.
Goodbye.